This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Sedgy Today, live all across the USA and around the world on this extended Labor Day weekend. We hope that you are having a great time and a relaxing Labor Day weekend. You deserve that rest every once in a while. My first guest this second hour is not only a comedian, but an actor. Funny guy, too. Tom Arnold will be joining us on the show. Later on, Bob Eubanks, who used to MC the original Newlywed Game, and he was a disc jockey out in L.A. for a long time and a promoter, and we'll be talking to him about some of the things that he's done in a remarkable career as a broadcaster. Then the child of Sonny and Cher, Chaz Bono, will be joining us. Got a brand new book out. It's fascinating. And Cheryl Nelson from FEMA. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Sedgy Today. We'll be right back with Tom Arnold.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge.
Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful.
With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlively.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy Today. Our next guest, our paths have crossed over the years. Joining us right now is one funny man, Tom Arnold. Hi, Tom. How you doing? Welcome back.
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Well.
And I'll tell you, the last time you and I were in each other's company was back in 2009, June, where I did the eulogy and emceed the funeral for our mutual friend, Ed McMahon.
Oh, yes. Good old Ed.
Yeah.
What a great dude.
You guys had the same birthday.
Yes. Ed McMahon is Shaq. And, yeah, I loved Ed. We're very close. Looking at a picture of him right now on the wall of my office.
Yeah. You were nice enough to come up on stage. And I think we were at the Radio and Television Pavilion or something there in Burbank, wasn't it?
Yes, we were.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Sad day. And now you are doing something that is very cool. You're on the live edition, celebrity edition, I might add, of Family Feud, going a lot of places. Tell us about this, because this show is so good on television, and now you are bringing it on stage. Tell us about it, Tom.
Well, you know, back in the day, I loved the Family Feud. I've always loved it. I loved it from the first host, Richard, what was his name, Richard Dawkins?
Richard Dawson.
Yeah, remember? And he kissed people.
Right.
And the guy from Hogan's Heroes, which, you know, it was just a fun show, and it seemed like if you watched it, and, you know, I used to watch it when I lived back in Iowa before I came out to Hollywood, and I thought, that just seemed like a show I could probably do, It's not like Jeopardy where you're like, yeah, I probably couldn't do that show. It just seemed like a fun show. And eventually the Jackie Thomas show, my TV show, we competed against Roseanne on the show. So I've been on the television show. And we won. And I have the clips to it. I was watching them recently as we get ready to go on the road to do this show. And I remember how competitive we were. And John Goodman and Roseanne and Lori Metcalf were just my cast. I had Mark Moll and the other guys. And we really wanted to win. And it was very competitive. It was very fun. Someone called me that they do this live. I go, how does that even work? What do you mean live? They go, we go around the different cities and you know, 3,000 people will come out. And I was like, oh my gosh, and people could win money and they get picked randomly out of the audience and they put them together and a real, you know, game show producer will coach them up. And, you know, and I'm like, I'm not the host or anything. I'm like the family member, the celebrity family member. So I get to play, which is the most fun. And that's what we do. And, you know, I have little kids now and we love playing these games together. And, you know, I have a lot of energy still, barely, but it just seems like great fun. And people, like I say, can win money, and they're excited. It's a home run, I think.
Is Fremantle the production company that does the television show doing the live shows too, Tom?
Yeah, they're very good. They just do your laundry.
Yeah.
You know, I'm 100% sure I would not be doing this if they weren't the ones doing it, because they are just excellent. They really know what they're doing. It's going to be the show, and they're going to do it like the show. It's going to be live. It's you know, if you go to a taping of the show, there's dead spots.
Yeah.
You know, as you wait for things to be set up, there's not going to be dead spots here. When it's game time, you know, people are going to know the contestants are going to be, they'll be interviewed backstage, so they'll be in the order that the producer thinks that they'll be answering the questions. You know, how they do, they set up what they think is the quickest, smartest family member first, second, third. It's going to be great.
You are the perfect person for this. There is no doubt about it, because you radiate such energy, and being the fan as you are of the show. You know, we were talking about Ed earlier, his family. I got them on the TV version of Celebrity. The thing that really gets me, you talk about how everything kind of comes together. The host of this show is Alonzo Bowden. Alonzo Bowden won the television show's number one prize, Next Big Star, that Ed hosted.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. See? Now, see? Full circle, everything?
Yeah.
Right.
I go down. You have done so many films, and I'm just going to mention a few. 9 Months, McHale's Navy, Cradle 2 to the Grave, Happy Endings, The Great Buck Howard, and, of course, the Fox News Net talk show, the best damn sports show, period. I love that. And you've been keeping busy like crazy. You started, actually, though, in an open microphone night at the University of Iowa just on a whim.
Well, you know, I dreamed. I grew up in Ottumwa, Iowa. A single father, you know, he went to work and he came home, and my brother and I, the only time, we really heard him laugh downstairs would be when there was a Bob Hope special on. You know, I said to my brother, whatever it is that Bob Hope does, you know, I want to do that. So Bob Hope's this comedian. This is in the 60s, you know. And
yeah.
There'd be Bob Hope do one of these USO shows or whatever, and he'd go to Vietnam or he'd go wherever the troops were, and he'd do these fantastic shows. And so I wanted to be a comedian. And when I saved up money working at the meatpacking plant, you know, I eventually got to the University of Iowa. They had open mic night, and I just wanted to get up there and tell some jokes, and got all my friends together, and we had a bunch of drinks and told jokes. I still have a tape of this. First time, and you know, I wasn't good, and my friends thought I was, and ended up getting an opportunity for a job in Minneapolis, and ended up moving up there, and that's where I met my first wife, and she just started doing comedy from Denver, and then I started writing jokes for her, and then she went in 1985 on Johnny Carson, you know, with Ed McMahon there, and it was her first time, and she did a couple of jokes I'd written, and Johnny loved her, and
yeah.
Sat her down there, and then she had a career. And then she said, I want to, you know, do a show about my life. I want you to come out and write it. So I came out there out to L.A., and one of the first things I did was a Bob Hope special. So my dad was sitting at home in Ottumwa, Iowa, and on the same TV that he watched and laughed at Bob Hope when I was a kid, the same living room, he saw me with Bob Hope and laughed. And then, you know, and of course Bob Hope called him and, you know, it was amazing. And that's my first magic is, you know, making my dad laugh with the guy that he idolized, you know. Yeah, that's what happened. But yeah, I just got up and I told some jokes I'd stolen from other people and then eventually learned how to do it right.
You know, Tom, when you told that story, I just got the chills when you said the thing about the Bob Hope story because, boy, what a great way to have your father see that. I mean, that is sensational. Gosh, wow, that's heavy stuff right there.
Well, it was amazing. And, you know, Bob Hope, you know, I get hooked up with the USO for Bob Hope, and I do stuff with him. And then he has me come down to Palm Springs, and, you know, he has that beautiful house down there. And I spend time with him and get to know him. And, you know, Bob Hope liked to work, too. And he'd call and say, hey, he'd be golfing over there at Toluca Lake. And I'd say, hey, come over and do the tag on the Roseanne Show or whatever. And he, too, we had so much fun. Just so many things that he and his wife and just these incredible people. And, you know, what a crazy honor to get to know Bob Hope and to get to know, you know, Johnny Carson a little bit. But Ed McMahon, I knew Ed McMahon and his wife very intimately and spent so much time with them. And, you know, what a big honor that is for somebody like me, too. And just really good people.
Yeah, they really are. In fact, he and I were partners for many years and toured with a show called The Tonight Show Memories. And I got a call about 2 months ago from Pam, his wife, and she wants to do that
Pam.
Again. Yeah, and so we might
That's
do it.
That's a good idea. People love that. Man, you know, I was talking to Jane Fonda, and her and Lily Tomlin were doing stuff on the road. And they, at first they were like, I don't know about, you know, doing these memory shows, and then they were like, oh, my God, this is the best. People just love it. You know, and people that were movie stars, people love it. The Tonight Show, the memories, again, I'm looking at pictures. I see Ed sent me these pictures of Joan Crawford with him and Johnny on the show. Ed gave me the most amazing original pictures from the Tonight Show. But these memories, people love them. It's like why people love the older rock bands.
Right.
They sell out.
Right.
And then the new ones don't. People love this stuff. That would be a fantastic idea.
Well, yeah, we're going to do it. You know, I looked down the list, Tom, of all of the places that you're going to be at, and you're going to be at the Villages in Florida. And speaking about tributes, I do a show with a 15-piece orchestra called The Tribute to Dick Clark's American Bandstand, and we're going to be playing the Villages on the 20th. It's a nice place. You'll like it.
Oh, Dick Clark's another one.
Yeah.
Love to.
Tom, we invite you to come back and check out Family Feud Live for tickets. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you very much, buddy.
Tom Arnold has been our guest, and the name of the show, of course, is The Family Feud Live Celebrity Edition. I've seen some of the early reviews of the rehearsals, and they are fabulous. We are going to pause only momentarily because there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. We invite you to check out our website, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. And you're also invited to check out our other website, which is Segi Sings, SEGGISINGS. We'll be right back with more with Ron Segi today.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Okay. At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted to using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
All across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Well, that music needs no introduction. I mean, that is a television show that if you played it right back today, it would have all kinds of relevancy, and it's celebrating its 55th anniversary since its start. Joining us right now is our friend of many years who was the host of that show and done a lot of things in the entertainment business, our friend Bob Eubanks. Hi, Bob. How are you? Welcome to the show.
How are you, my friend? Ron, thanks for having me on your show.
Bob, I cannot believe 55 years ago that show started. I mean, realistically, that show plays well today. That's what you call really fine wine.
Well, they're going to do it again. They're going to do dating game and newlywed game again. I offered to help them out. I offered to consult with them, and they said they didn't need my help. But I wish them all the luck in the world. I had a great time doing the show.
Don't you just love the generation of people who don't need you? I got to tell you a true story. I was at a famous nightclub here in Orlando, and it's nationwide, and I was with Dick Clark and his wife, Carrie, and they were introducing rock and roll bands, and so we were having cocktails, and the guy, the promoter, comes up, and he says, "How you doing? Everything okay?" And Dick said, "Yeah, everything's good." He said, "Do you want me to go on stage and introduce anybody?" And he says, "No, I'll do it myself." And the guy walked away, and he said, "I've never had that happen to me before."
You're in Orlando.
Yes.
What? Last time I was in Orlando, I was staying at a hotel, and this girl kept knocking on my door and banging on my door all night. Finally, I had to get up and let her out.
Okay, rim shot.
I'm only kidding.
Good line. I'm going to have to remember that. I don't know how many people know this. Of course, I do because I followed your career for a long time. Famous disc jockey in the West Coast, the L.A. area. With
Biondi out of Chicago and Casey Kasem from Detroit and Martindale from Memphis, Tennessee. And
Jim Lang.
A little quirk named Bob from Oxnard, California.
And the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, although being known, of course, from the host of the Newlywed Game, a tremendous show, disc jockey, but also a promoter, I mean, with country music, with the likes of Merle Haggard, Dolly Parton, Barbara Mandrell. And tell us the way that you got into being a concert promoter and bringing the Beatles to the Los Angeles area. I mean, I think you told me one time you mortgaged your house to do that.
Yeah, I did. You know, in February 9th, 1964, they did the Sullivan Show, Ed Sullivan. 70 million people watched, and then they announced that they were going to tour America. And I had a young adult nightclub, no booze, called Cinnamon Cinders, and I was buying talent. So being a disc jockey and a talent buyer, I went to GAC, and I said, "I want them." They wanted $25,000, and I was making $12,500 a year at the time. So I borrowed $25,000 on my house. And that was the first concert I ever produced, the Beatles Hollywood Bowl 1964.
That is a tough business to be in because you never know what the general public is going to do. And the better the act, the bigger the risk sometimes because you just don't know how it's going to turn out. I understand, too, that you were named one of the top five game show hosts of all time, which is a remarkable accomplishment. You know, I was reading the other day that Chuck Barris, of course, who produced that show, out of all the shows that he did, the Dating Game with Lang and Gong Show and all the things he did, that this show was the most receptive to the viewing audience, made the most money, and the most successful.
Yeah, it was. He always preferred the Dating Game because, you know, he liked that show better. But Newlywed Game did a lot for Chuck and a lot for me. He was a good guy.
Oh, we lost him way too soon. He was a unique individual. Tell us about this book, It's in the Book.
It's a book that's been out a while, but I got to tell you, I'm writing another one right now that I'm really proud of called Short Stories About Big People. You can mention anybody probably in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and maybe 90s, and I've got a story for you. I'll give you an example. I went over to Buddy Hackett's house one night, and when I got there, Cary Grant was there, and he said, I have to sit next to you at dinner time. I said, why? He says, well, Barbara and I watch the Newlywed Game every night. I said, Cary Grant watches the Newlywed Game? He says, we're a real couple. I said, what do you mean you're a real couple? He said, we only have one toothbrush.
Great line. Great line. Unbelievable. I didn't know this about you, Bob. I thought I knew everything there was to know about Bob Eubanks. I didn't realize that you were in the rodeo world for a while, got hurt, had both hips replaced, back surgery, a really difficult era in your career. That's how you came up with this invention of the 60 Up.
Yeah, you know, I was having so much trouble. I was walking bent over, and I was falling down a lot. It was really ugly, Ron. And so my son's soccer coach, Dan Metcalf, invited me over to his house to work out. And during the next month or so, he invented the 60 Up balance board system. And I can look anybody in the eye and tell them that it changed my life. I'm walking upright. I'm playing golf again. I can put my pants on without and standing up. You know, it's just amazing. And, you know, balance is the number one cause for seniors. I just want to help people. And that's what the 60 Up board system gives me the opportunity to do. I read an article the other day, which this blew me away, that if you have good balance, you can increase your life expectancy. Just wonderful.
Well, you know, you and I talked about that once before, because I think a lot of times people, as they grow a little bit older, they tend to lose their balance, fall, and that's where they have the broken hips and everything, and they go into all kinds of situations. And I give you a lot of credit for doing it.
I promise you. God, will it change your life.
And for an extra $20, Bob will deliver it and have dinner at your home. He told me that. He said that's a limited time offer, right?
Yeah.
You know,
but you're going to sit in for me at first, though, right?
Yeah, I guess that was the deal we pulled off. That's exactly right. You know, last time we talked, Bob, we both agreed on the fact that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has not really put all the people in there that deserve to be in there. And I had mentioned to you, I thought you should be in there and start a campaign to get that happening, because there's a lot of different titles and a lot of different styles of not only music but promoters that are in there, and you should be part of that.
You know, I did every major rock and roll act, I guess. I did Rolling Stones for 2 years, Dylan, yes, every major act I produced, and that's very nice for you to say that. I would be very honored to be part of that.
Well, you should be. Well, Bob, time is never on our side when it comes to talking with you. I could talk to you for hours. I know you're on a busy schedule, but please don't be a stranger, okay, in the coming months. Come back anytime you want.
And please, your listeners, if they would go to 60up.com. That's the number 60up.com. It'd make a great Father's Day gift.
We will absolutely keep telling people to do just that, Robert. Great.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you for all the great years you spent on TV and entertaining us, and we look forward to your return, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks, Bob. Bob Eubanks has been our guest. 55th anniversary of the Newlywed Game this year. Can you believe that? And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Bye. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns. An airport worker with minimal flight training stole an airplane from Tupelo Regional Airport where he worked for 10 years and scared thousands on the ground in northern Mississippi. Corey Wayne Patterson circled the sky for 5 hours before safely landing in a soybean field where he was arrested. Patterson knew how to take off, just not how to land. At one point, he threatened to crash into a Walmart, prompting an evacuation. No one was injured. Patterson faces charges of grand larceny and making terroristic threats. Federal charges are on the table. Evacuation orders are in place after 2 wildfires ignited in Northern California. The Mill Fire, which began Friday afternoon, burned close to 4,000 acres by Saturday morning and is 20% contained. The Mountain Fire began Friday evening. It's only 5% contained and so far has torched close to 3,400 acres. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Ron Segi today, live all across the USA and around the world.
Wow, what happened there? It looks like they just... They
must that, have... that was my girlfriend. I'm so sorry.
I thought somebody shot you. Right here live on our show, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm delighted to have our next guest with us. He's a very unique individual and part of a very well-known family. And his book is out right now. I have it in front of me. It is called The Story of How I Became a Man. Joining us right now is Chaz Bono. Hi, Chaz. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. What happened there? Did somebody drop something?
This is my my girlfriend is as we speak, trying to take out a room service tray that got left in our room and is just making a lot of noise out of it. Oh, and she broke the plate. Sorry.
And she broke the plate. I'd be very careful when you check out of that hotel that all those charges aren't off.
Exactly.
Well, thanks for joining us. I really appreciate it. I know you've been on a horrendous media schedule of late with this new book, which, by the way, I might add, is your third book, correct?
Yeah, it is.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, this one here, of course, is probably as controversial as a lot of your life has been over the years. And I don't think it's any secret to the fact, ladies and gentlemen, that Chaz, of course, the daughter of Sonny and Cher. And this has been a challenging life, to say the least. I just don't know where to begin because the story is fascinating.
It is.
It really is. This has got to be a movie one of these days, Chaz. You got to make it a movie.
Well, you know, we do. I mean, we made a documentary about the probably over 18 months from 6 months into the transition to about the 2-year marker, and that's going to be on OWN. It's going to be, you know, played over and over on the Oprah Winfrey Network.
Didn't realize that, so I'm very glad to hear that. I really am. But this has been a tough life. I mean, let's face it. You have had not only the inner demons within yourself trying to challenge your whole life, but the fact of the matter is it's been done in the public. I mean, you are not like somebody that everyone doesn't know.
Yeah.
How difficult is that?
Well, you know, it made this really difficult for me. I think that, you know, if I wasn't in the public eye, I probably would have done this many years ago.
Sure.
But, you know, I really, you know, was, I, you know, for a long time I confused this issue, and I really started to put it together about 10 years ago that I was transgender. But it took me a good 8 years to get over, you know, all of the fears that I had of having to deal with this publicly if I decided to transition.
Mm-hmm. And really, there is a difference between what you did.
Oh yeah, there's a big difference. I mean, I think a lot of people don't realize it, but I think that, you know, you have to kind of break it down this way. And whereas your gender identity is how you feel, and most people, you know, their gender identity and theirs match, and so they think of it as one thing. But it really isn't. There's this that you're born, and then there's whether or not you feel like that. For transgender people, we just don't. It's like the gender of your brain and the gender of your body are not in alignment.
And see, and what I feel terribly bad for is the fact that this is something that you can explain, and you probably have explained, and you will continue to explain the rest of your life to people.
Right.
And they'll never understand it, Chaz. They will never totally understand it, because it's not like saying, well, you know, it's like buying a new car. It's a new car smell. Oh, yeah, I once had a new car. I remember what that was like.
I think, you know, what I tell people is really the best way to understand what it feels like is if you try to imagine what it would be like if you woke up the next morning in the body of the opposite sex, but feeling exactly the way you do.
Yeah.
That's the closest people can come to understanding it.
Now, I know you've been asked this a million times, but, you know, your mom is probably the epitome of a woman.
Mm-hmm.
She's talked about this publicly, too. And I would assume that this initially was a shock, but I think because of love that it probably has kind of mellowed over the years. Am I wrong in assuming that, Chaz?
No, I think you're right. I think that it's, you know, having a transgender child who transitions is a difficult thing for any parent.
Mm-hmm.
And especially, you know, I did it later in life, so she was used to me one way for 40 years. And it's a hard adjustment to make, and it's in a lot of ways like, you know, mourning the death of somebody, because a part of me is, you know, gone
yeah,
forever. And even though inside I'm certainly the same person with the same beliefs and values and all of that, I do, you know, express myself a little bit differently now, and that's hard. So I think that, you know, she's never not been there for me, or, you know, done what so many parents do in this situation and, you know, disown their children or whatever. But it is a process of understanding and reaching complete acceptance.
Now, I apologize for the timeline, okay, because I just can't figure it out here in my head right now as we're talking. Sure. But was your dad still living when this took place?
Yeah, no, he was not still living.
Okay. He knew of what was coming, I'm sure.
No, he didn't, actually.
Oh, really?
My dad died in 1998.
Oh, my gosh, I can't believe it.
Yeah. So I really didn't start to kind of discover that this was the issue for me until about 2000.
Okay, so rationalizing as to what he would have said is a moot point at this point.
It's kind of a moot point. I mean, I think, you know, he was always very supportive of me. Mm-hmm. I think that probably his experience would have been similar to my mother, that it would have been hard to completely understand and wrap his brain around it. Mm-hmm. But he loved me, and he would have, you know, he would have worked towards understanding and acceptance.
Chaz, when you see, as we all see, and I saw when it was, you know, original, the shows that you appeared on as Chastity at starting at age 2, do you see you, or do you see another person?
I don't, you know, I don't have memory of it. So, I mean, I know that obviously that was me as a baby, but it's a really interesting experience for me because so many people, it's part of so many other, you know, so many people's memories. And I was an integral part of it, but it's not part of my memory.
Mm-hmm. Very well put. Was this book hard to write?
Very hard. Yeah, it was. I really, you know, until I transitioned and started feeling comfortable in my body, I didn't realize how hard my life had been as a result of this. Mm-hmm. And so to have to go back to the very beginning and closely examine my life ended up being, you know, very difficult to do.
Chaz, not from the cost of the mental anguish, but was it, not to be too nosy, an expensive process?
It's kind of different for everybody. I think the hormone treatments are at least for female to male transgender people are really not that costly.
Mm-hmm.
So that is good. You know, the irony of all this is, on the one hand, you know, the DSM still talks about this as a mental illness, yet insurance company don't cover the cost of treatment. That's a difficulty. But my top surgery was under $2,000, under $10,000, so it's not, you know, it's expensive, but it's not completely cost prohibitive. And then, you know, bottom surgery I have not had. It's something that is can be extremely expensive and is not at all perfected. And so at this point, I'm hoping that, you know, medical advances will be made to a point where I feel comfortable taking the risks that are involved.
Yeah, very interesting. I'm going to lighten things up for a little bit. You have a great set of pipes, you know that? You'd make a great announcer.
Well, thank you.
You really would. I give you a lot of credit for what you've done because of the situation you've been put in and how candid you have been about talking about it. The name of the book is The Story of How I Became a Man. It's out right now by Chaz Bono. And I know our producer suggested to you that if you're down in this area to come by and see us and be our guest at Universal.
I'm dying to go to the new Harry. I'm a huge Harry Potter fan.
Now, our studios overlook that. I mean,
I'm dying to go to that. So if I make it down there, I will definitely stop by.
You have our number, don't you, Chaz?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let us know, and we'd love to have you as our VIP guest.
Cool, thank you. That would be great.
I congratulate you on the success that you're going to have with this book, because I know it's going to be a lot of it, and we'll be watching on the Oprah channel about the show, okay?
Cool, thank you so much.
Thanks, Chaz.
Okay.
Chaz Bono has been our guest, and I'm sure that everybody knows that he is the child of the duo of Sonny and Cher. It's gone through a lot of publicity over the years for his lifestyle, seeing that it was lived out publicly because of the popularity of his parents. Interesting conversation. And we'll be back with more with Ron Sedgy today.
I got you, babe.
At St.
St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to Ron Segi today. This year, already, we're the 1st of September, we've already experienced like a dozen weather disasters, making the annual recognition of National Preparedness Month in September more important than ever before. And our next guest, you've seen her on Fox and Friends, the AccuWeather Network, you've seen her on the Weather Channel. She's a meteorologist, instructor for FEMA's National Disaster Preparedness Training Center. Joining us right now is our friend, Cheryl Nelson. Hi, Cheryl, how are you? And welcome back to the show.
Hey, Ron, I'm fabulous. Thanks for having me.
I don't know what to do. You know, there are so many things to discuss when it comes to preparedness, because every time you turn on the radio, watch television, all you see is all of these disasters in eastern Kentucky and with a 1,000-year event, wildfires in the west, hurricanes down here in the Florida area, events that have resulted in billions of dollars of damage. Where do you start with a plan for a disaster, which so many times comes so quickly, is very difficult to plan for.
I know. That's why it's so important to plan ahead for natural disasters.
Where do we start with an emergency plan? Where do we go? I mean, you hear so many things like get flashlights and batteries and so on and so forth. Flashlights and batteries are really great, but when your house is blown away, you got to think about something more than that.
Doesn't blow away. Oh man, but you got to make sure that you have a source of backup power. You don't realize how important that is until you lose power for a while. So consider those large items like refrigerators, light sources, or heating elements. And I love inverter generators like the IQ3500 from Generac. It provides clean, safe power for those sensitive electronics. And these generators are more compact, quiet, and energy efficient than a traditional portable unit. But like any generator, safe operation is required. Always use it outside to protect your family from carbon monoxide poisoning, and do annual oil and filter changes, and run the generator every couple of months so the gas does not get stale.
I think that's a great idea, because so many people do put them in the house and then you got the fumes and you have an additional problem that you didn't plan for. One of the things that I think is very important, and correct me if I'm wrong, is communications. Every time something happens, I know in my family we would just lose the power, we're going to try to find out where everybody's at. How do you do that?
I know. Staying in touch with those loved ones is crucial during a disaster, and that's why I recommend T-Mobile. T-Mobile is ready for disasters, and they want you to be too. With their leading 5G network, they are ready for when disasters hit. In fact, their network team may even bring in portable cell towers and generators, and also vehicles that have Wi-Fi, water, charging stations, and cords, so that way you can call your loved ones to let them know that you are okay. It's also a good idea to have a portable cell phone charger with you, too.
You know, a lot of people don't know even who to call in a case of an emergency. They'll say, I'm going to call the police, or I'm going to call the electric company or the gas company. What are the calls that you should make after you find out that everybody in your family is okay?
Yeah, you want to have a list of all those important phone numbers. So the insurance company definitely is on there, your power company, your neighbors, have an out-of-town relative that everybody can call to make sure that everybody is okay. So that's just where to start. But there's so many things that you can do, and communication is crucial. And you know what? So is your health. And that's why clean air in the home has never been more important with wildfires and ragweed season upon us too. And the Aeris by iRobot AirLite air purifier makes clean air a reality. It features HEPA filtration and a design that removes airborne particulates like dust, pet dander, smoke, and pollen. It's great for bedrooms and home offices. And it has smart technology, which allows you to clean your air automatically while informing you of the air quality. You can control everything via the app, and its sleek and compact design fits seamlessly into your home. It's pretty cute.
One of the things that I think people miss the boat on sometimes is they prepare for the disaster, but they don't prepare for the experience that happens after the disaster hits. Things that you need to take care of, like you were mentioning before, the clean air. How do you address that issue? Because that's an unknown.
Oh my gosh, it is. And you got to make sure you know who to call. For example, what if you need mold remediation? You know, what if your home gets damaged? Do you know construction companies? Do you know who to call? Research all of that ahead of time and add those phone numbers to your list of people to call after a disaster. Planning is paramount when it comes to any type of severe weather event.
And, you know, it's important, of course, to be able to have confidence in the government. You know, a few years back, FEMA took, an unfair hit about a storm that happened in central United States. But that's an awesome job. I don't know how you are able to ascertain all the aspects of a storm, which is very subjective, in warning people. People have to understand that it's a difficult challenge for you as much as it is for them.
It really is. And that's the thing with FEMA. If you think about it, there's so many people who need help after a disaster, and it takes some time for FEMA to get to you. And that's why sometimes you and your neighbors might be your own first responder following a disaster. Always got to have that family communicated plan and your disaster kit and your go bag to make sure you can be self-sufficient for at least 3 days, but honestly, I recommend 2 weeks.
Wow, that's unbelievable. I didn't expect you to say that. PrepareWithShare.com. Tell us about that.
I founded Prepare with Share a few years back, and what I do is I focus on all types of preparedness for anything Mother Nature or life throws at you, whether you're prepared for natural disasters, preparing for travel, or just home and family preparedness like back to school. You have to prepare for every aspect of your life, and that's what I do with Prepare with Share.
That's great. Timely, of course, is very important, the time of the response. How can you be assured in your area your problems can be addressed quickly, because nobody knows if even the fire department and all the other avenues, ambulance, hospitals, are even damaged at a time of a national disaster?
Yeah, that's a great question. And we cover this a lot in the FEMA classes that I teach. And as I mentioned, a lot of the times you have to be your own first responder, because think about it. If power lines are down, if trees are down, if roads are flooded, then people might not be able to get to you to help you. And so you have to be self-sufficient. You have to talk to your neighbors, coordinate with them, be friendly, and just everybody come up with a plan and a family meeting place if you were all to get separated. Because as far as timing goes, it could be hours, days, weeks, or God forbid, even longer.
Yeah. Sure. Where can we go for more information on this? Because as I mentioned before, September is National Preparedness Month, but I got to tell everyone, and I'm sure that Cheryl will agree, that every month should be Preparedness Month, because you never know when a disaster is going to happen. But where can we go to learn more?
Yes, exactly. You nailed it. TipsOnTV.com for everything we talked about.
TipsOnTV.com. Our guest has been meteorologist instructor for FEMA's National Disaster Preparedness Training Center and the founder of PrepareWithShare.com, Cheryl Nelson. Cheryl, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It was fun. Oh, thanks, Ron. You too. Take care.
Well, this is really important stuff. You got to adhere to this, because what she's talking about can end up in your backyard very, very quickly. You never know. Mother Nature, you don't want to mess with it. And that's a wrap on our lifestyle portion of the show. I want to remind everybody to check our website, which is ronsegi.com. RONSEGGI.com. When you get there, you hit the icon that says Listen Live, and you hear our latest show on demand 24/7. We also have another website called SEGGISings.com. Check it out. I think you'll enjoy it. Talks all about our concert tour with my 15-piece orchestra. We're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come live all across the USA and around.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
On this Labor Day weekend, that's a wrap with Ron Sedgie today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours, and they include Melissa Manchester, KC of KC and the Sunshine Band, actress Tori Spelling, comedian Tom Arnold, Bob Eubanks, Chaz Bono, the child of Sonny and Cher, and Cheryl Nelson. Well, we hope you have a great Labor Day weekend and a safe one, and we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgie today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgie, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.